Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are live. I am Jason Burma, sitting in for Alex Jones this afternoon. And to kick it off, we have to talk about these July 4th parades. Now, there were several where 9/11 truth was represented. However, one gentleman with an InfoWars banner on his car got it ripped off by the media, was hassled beyond belief. We're going to play the NBC affiliate clip in just a moment. And this is a lot like when they tried to pin, they said he hit people with his car and that he was causing a ruckus. Give me a break. The guy was in a parade trying to expose the truth to the masses, trying to let people know about InfoWars.com. They said he was screaming out obscenities when in actuality he was playing an Alex Jones rant from about 2 years ago. I believe it was a January 2007 rant. We're going to play that as well. I think it has freedom in the title, the feeling of freedom. That's what it's about, folks. It's about freedom. It's about fighting tyranny. It's about exposing the true terrorists. And that's what this gentleman was doing. And, of course, he's going to be demonized in the media about it. It's just like I said, 9/11 truthers like to attack half-retarded girls in wheelchairs. And it goes to trial, and there's a small retraction, and nobody pulls back. Nobody says, hey, it looks like he was set up. I mean, can you imagine being set up for assaulting a young girl with cerebral palsy in a wheelchair, and then she wheels up to the podium in a Girl Scout outfit with a puppy? You can't make this insanity up. So let's just go to the clip right now. We got a ton of news for you. We're going to be talking about the Senate blocking the audit of the Fed bill. We're going to be talking about the Newark mayor that is encouraging snitches to turn in gun owners for $1,000 a pop. All that stuff coming up. But let's go to the clip right now.
I began to boo when I saw 9/11 equals inside jobs because I found it so offensive.
And Independence Day tradition in Columbus ends with some violence and a protester in jail. Good evening. I'm John Stofflett.
And I'm Lee Mills. On the day we celebrated the founding of our nation, one man found himself behind bars. NBC 15's Chris Papps reports.
And here comes another unit from the Ryle Fire Department.
Every year, the Columbus 4th of July parade attracts about 10,000 people.
All right.
And one of those people this year is now the talk of the town. The first 90 minutes of the parade was just like any other, until a protester who designed his own float somehow entered the procession, screaming at the crowd through speakers on the roof.
The car managed to make it through the entire parade following this road to the center of town. At the end of the route, the crowd began to boo. The man stopped the car, and that's when it got ugly.
The man, who police say is 31-year-old Mark Spindler of Beaver Dam, further taunted the onlookers until a few men ran out from the crowd and began tearing the signs off his car. One said, 9/11 equals inside job. Another read, America, you're all slaves. He held a camera the entire time, recording it all.
I believe everyone has right freedom of speech, but I do not believe that you have the freedom to come to a peaceful gathering and try to start something very ugly, which I believe was his intentions.
In Columbus, Chris Pabst, NBC 15 News.
To start something very ugly, like people thinking for themselves, like people being exposed to the truth, it's unfortunate that the truth isn't always pretty, ma'am, but he wasn't there to start something. He was there to open up minds. And again, you know, they're saying all these bad things about him. I'm glad he had a camera because that is the new weapon in the info war. We need to get that video footage as this guy sits and rots in jail. I wouldn't be surprised if the authorities took that video and erased it. It happens more often than not. More often than not, folks. And again, you know, this happened in Tacoma Park, Maryland, 4th of July parade. They've got 911truth.org on there, Truth Now, 911truthnow, Investigate 911 all over. And it doesn't seem like they had that same problem or that kind of negative media coverage. I guess it depends on where you go. We're going to be back after this. Tons of stories. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. The latest stories over at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Yeah.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We just had a small power outage in here. I hope we're going to be able to play this Alex Jones rant. If you were listening to that news clip, you could tell that the gentleman that they were accusing of yelling through a bullhorn was actually a tape of Alex Jones from a couple years ago on the I Can Feel the Freedom rant. And they've got to pull it back up after that power outage that literally just happened 10 seconds ago. I want to talk about some of the other stories we're going to go over. We're going to play you video of Senator Jim DeMint slamming the Fed's monopoly. We're going to talk about the FDIC gearing up for bank closures. That's right, they're going to close even more banks down. Now that they've given the Federal Reserve even more power, the people that actually caused this, more power, they are going to root out the good banks. Are we ready to do this? All right, let's hit the clip.
My teeth clench and lock together. I can feel my ancestors' victories against tyranny and the great battles they fought, the struggles of the species, everything it is to the human. I can feel it coursing through my my very bones, my heart, my guts, the sinews in my forearms, my fists that are cracked and arthritic, burn with power. All of you have that same human spark. Your destiny is to build. Your destiny is to create. Your destiny is to be free. Free of bondage. Free of lesser men's control. And I want you to stand up. And I want you to get focused. And I want you to stop being afraid of turning your own personal destiny and the power that God has put in each of us. We are literally made in the image of the Creator of the universe. Do you realize that's why the New World Order hates you? That's why the devil hates you? And that's why they're so afraid of us? We are literally not even an embryonic form of what humanity is going to become. We have not even become a larva yet, ladies and gentlemen. And every ounce of my being only wants to see the species do well and to grow and to turn into what we are to become. All of our trials, all of our tribulations, everything we are. And you look at who our heroes are today, basketball players, football players, things that mean nothing today and will mean even less tomorrow or next year. No longer is it the people that stand up against tyranny that are the heroes. No longer is it the people that save burning children from a building. No longer is it individuals who invent incredible new technologies. No longer. They know how to take your heroes and give you false heroes. They know how to punch your buttons and manipulate you. And it's time that you literally break out of that cage. It's time for you to bust out and break out like the Incredible Hulk. It's time to get wild. There's nothing that can stop us. We just turn it all loose. Ah, yeah, yeah. Ah, I can feel the freedom. Right now, you can stop being a slave right now. Just a kiss away. From all these people that hate beauty, all these people that hate strength, all these people that want to turn you into a pile of stupid, dull-eyed weakness. They make me sick. Everything in me wants life and green fields and happiness running over.
I don't know about you folks, but I can definitely feel the freedom. That is one of the classic Alex Jones rants, and that was playing over this guy's loudspeaker as he drove through with info bombs literally on his car. And let me just read you some of the article, and this is going to be posted over at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv shortly. The man, who police say is 31-year-old Mark Spindler of Beaver Dam, further taunted the onlookers until a few men ran out from the crowd and began tearing the signs off of his car. One said 9/11 equals an inside job. Another read, America, you are slaves. He held a camera the entire time recording it all. So, you see, if the camera does actually come out, he won't be taunting anybody. It'll just be, you know, angry, ignorant people running up to a car, tearing things down that they have no idea what it's about. None. And that's if it's not the media or the police themselves, because they often like to get involved, such as when Alex Jones was bullhorning MSNBC over in Denver, and the guy from MSNBC just comes right up to the bullhorn. Doesn't matter how much it costs. Doesn't matter. It's not his property. Snip, snip. Alex Jones is no longer allowed free speech. And that's how it works. And then they always try to slander the individual at the end. It's not bad enough that they ripped the signs down, that they arrested him, that they acted like his overlords. Now they're going to say he endangered innocent people. Police said Spindler hit two people with his car and nearly hit others
who had to dive out of the way as he tried to escape. He was arrested a short time later and charged with second-degree reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct. Folks, give me a break. First of all, this guy didn't try to hit anybody. If somebody jumped out in front of his car, which is probably the case, he obviously was going probably 5 or 10 miles an hour, or he would have been charged with some kind of an assault charge. See, if you hit people with your car, it's not just reckless endangerment, it's assault. So the guy obviously didn't hit anybody with his car. It's absolutely 110% ridiculous. So go check it out. It's over at Infowars.com right now. And remember, like I said, over in Maryland, right outside of D.C., I mean, this truck is decked out. See, there's power in numbers, folks. This guy went at it alone. Of course, he's going to be targeted. Of course, he's going to be scapegoated. In this truck that they had, however, there's about a half a dozen people inside the truck, whether it be in the bed or the front seat, and then it's also got other people next to it with the signs. I encourage people to take a look at that. It was out of Tacoma Park at the 4th of July parade, and the group consisted of about 30 activists. Again, power in numbers. I'm not discouraging what this guy did, because when you're the only info warrior out there, you know, take up arms, take up action, that's the way to do it. But when you do have, you know, a dozen, two dozen, three dozen people, it's a lot harder for the police to set you up. You see, with German Gary Callis, for instance, they didn't want to show any of the videotapes. The woman that went down to the police station with him, they didn't want to hear her testimony whatsoever. They tried to set him up beyond belief. And even though they had the gentleman who assaulted him, his wife, and the girl with cerebral palsy, who they said was assaulted in a wheelchair, testify against him, as well as Secret Service agents and police, guess what? He beat it, because he didn't assault a girl in a wheelchair. The notion is absolutely ridiculous and ludicrous. And ludicrous. All right, I'm going to jump stories right now to the headliner over at PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to have Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America on in about 43 minutes to discuss this latest development from the Newark mayor. The Newark mayor is now offering $1,000 for people to snitch out illegal gun. So if you're in somebody's home, you see a gun, you think it might be illegal, you tell the police. And here's the thing. You're taking the word of a criminal. Let me repeat that. You're taking the word of a criminal who is out to get money. $1,000 a shot. I mean, come on. He turns in 10 people. That's a 10G. I mean, you could probably turn in 10 people in a week. $10,000 isn't a shabby paycheck for a week. Believe me, I don't make $10,000 a week. I don't make anywhere near that. It would make me turn my head and think. And you know, the majority of these people that get turned in are going to have illegal firearms. Now, I wonder if that's really going to stop them from paying these people off, because they like the fact, even if it's a legal firearm, now they say, oh, we have probable cause, or we have a warrant, we need to come into your home. What other infractions do you have? Is there other contraband here? I believe this is from Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to be playing the audio clip on the other side of this segment. The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, is offering $1,000 to anybody who anonymously provides information on quote-unquote illegal guns in the city. In a video posted on the City of Newark webpage, we're going to play that, the Honorable Corey A. Booker declares guns on the streets are unacceptable, and he is offering a cash incentive for snitches. Now I mean, can you imagine the budget? First of all, it's Newark, New Jersey. It's not as hard as everybody thinks it is. I've been to Newark. I mean, it's not, you know, daisies, rainbows, and leprechauns. I mean, there is some crime there, but it's not as bad as this guy's making it out to be. And let's say they take out 50 guns, $50,000. I mean, that's going to add up pretty quick. There's probably a number of illegal weapons out in Newark, New Jersey. But the point is, this is an excuse for police to come into your home, even if they are legal firearms. I mean, how is the average Tom, Dick, or Harry going to be able to distinguish what is a legal firearm and what is an illegal one? They're obviously not going to be able to. However, there is a very obvious problem with the mayor's program. How will the snitches tell the difference, and here it is, between an illegal and legal gun? Oh, how will they do that? See, they won't. It's blanket coverage of people with firearms. And I'm going to guess when these people snitch them out, see, they know this. 9 out of 10 times, it's going to be a legal firearm. So they'll be able to track, trace, and database you further and say, oh, this guy's got a gun. But they won't be able to take it, you know, and then they won't have to pay out that big prize. But if they get 1 out of 10 right, $1,000 for a criminal, hey, they're all for it. So we're going to play that clip coming up. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Go check out the websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's the aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
All right, before we go to this clip of this Newark mayor, I want to thank a couple of our sponsors. They make this great show possible. It's the Alex Jones Show. eFoods Direct, that's eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. Okay, so we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continual operating storable foods company in the country. They all also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years and years. 1-800-409-5633 or www.efoodsdirect.com. With the looming food shortages and current economy, it is imperative that you make sure you and your family are prepared with non-GMO, I know what a concept, that's non-GMO, good, clean, storable foods, eFoodsDirect.com. And I'd also like to thank our sponsor, SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365. You want a little victory garden? You want to grow your own food? I mean, it's a great family activity out of anything. I mean, you're with your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, your wife. You know, you can spend some time with them and actually grow your own food and be healthy together. What a novel concept. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds had the highest value of any barter item, even silver and gold. It's 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSeedBank.com right now. All right. I want to jump into this clip, and remember, we're going to have Larry Pratt on at the top of the hour to discuss it. Newark mayor offering $1,000 for people to turn in others who have illegal guns. Again, how are they going to know that the guns are illegal? Hit the clip.
Hi, I'm Mayor Cory Booker, and I, like so many in our city, are just saying enough. We have had a significant reduction in shootings in our city, but it is still too many. There are a small group of people in our city that think they can walk around with guns. It is unacceptable. But we can't just wish this will stop. We can't just hope this will stop. We as individuals have to do something about it. So we have a program in our city right now that's completely anonymous, and we will give you cash, $1,000, to anyone who calls our anonymous tip line. Give us the information about who is carrying a gun. If we don't even have to have a conviction, we arrest that individual and simply get that gun off the streets. You call back, get your second group of digits, go to a bank or send somebody to a bank, and they will give you $1,000 in cash, no question asked. This is the best program in the country, a quick $1,000. If you know somebody carrying an illegal gun, give us the information and get the money, $1,000. We cannot afford to have one more person in our city shot. We cannot afford to have one more such crime happen to devastate families, to rip the fabric of our community. I won't accept it. We're getting so much better in driving the rate of shootings down in our city.
All right, let's pull this right now. Now, if you notice, he starts out with saying, oh, shootings have gone down. No kidding. See, they always want to, you know, step aside from the fact that, oh, crime is down and shootings are down. But now we're going to take it to the next level. We're going to take legal guns, and that's what this is. Notice he says we don't have to have a conviction. We'll still give you $1,000. We just have to have that gun. Well, we know that the police and the ATF are gun-grabbing. You know, they will take whatever they can get. We're coming in your house. And don't think that if they go into a house, the gun is registered and they find something else, that that family or that person isn't going to be charged with that crime. You can bet your sweet bottom they will be. Okay, this is, again, databasing those that have firearms. They want to know who has the guns. Because let's be honest, folks. Let's just sit here and be honest. In Newark, New Jersey, if you're driving down, it's pretty easy to spot the gangbangers. It's pretty easy to spot the drug dealers. How about the police do a little something called detective work? You see somebody who looks like a criminal, who might be selling a little blow on the streets, keep tabs on that person. That person may have an illegal firearm. And then you are actually doing a public service. See, you're serving the public. You're a peace officer. You're not some jackbooted thug that's ready to kick down grandma's door because she has a shotgun in her closet. And that's what essentially this is. How are they supposed to know what guns are legal and illegal? And they set it up so nice and simple for the criminal snitch. If you give them that number and they just get that gun off the street, they don't even need a conviction. We will then call you back with a code number. You'll walk right down to the bank, and it's a G in your pocket. Well, isn't that lovely? On the other side, I'm going to be playing this Ron Paul clip, but I'm also going to be talking about John Boehner. During the break, I was over in the coffee room, and he was on the floor talking about him being on a plane and actually receiving a note from the stewardesses and pilots. Thank you for standing up for our rights on this health care bill. Thank you for trying to stop this nightmarish legislation. We'll get into that on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
This Ron Paul clip in just a moment. He's on the Judge Napolitano show talking about the economy and a lot of other issues. However, I really just want to focus on this gun grabbing for a moment. How are they supposed to know whether a gun is illegal? See, that's the trick. They don't want to know if the gun's illegal. They could care less. They want to see what part of the populace is armed. Because if they wanted to go after criminals and they wanted to take their guns away, they could do it. Again, it is not hard to spot the group on the street corner that's selling crack to the kids. It is not hard to go to a destitute neighborhood and see where the crime is, where the violence is. I'm sure they got robberies every day in Newark, New Jersey. Okay? Those are the people that need to have their guns taken away. Well, how do you take their guns away? Well, you convict them of the crimes they commit, and you convict them by doing police work. You don't go to criminals, and that's what they're doing. They're going to be going to criminals and other, low-level-minded people who think that this is a good program, but mostly criminals, who want to snitch each other out. And in a lot of cases, these lower-level criminals who are going over to, you know, an overboss or their larger drug dealer or their connection, some of those guns are probably legal as well, and they're just going to run them right in. They want that $1,000, folks. So this is just nightmarish, and this shows the tattletale society that's being built, and you're going to see it more and more and more, and it's not just going to be for guns. It's going to be your kids ratting you out because you have 3 bags of garbage this week, and you're not being environmentally friendly We need eco-officers. Eco-officers. And at the break, I was just touching on John Boehner, and we played a lot of those clips on my program like a week and a half ago and on the Alex Jones show, where he was talking for over an hour and a half about this health care bill, which they stuck 300 pages in at the last minute, posted at 3 a.m., and then didn't have a physical copy, literally would not allow a physical copy of the bill to be seen until it was already passed, 219 to 212. And Boehner's sitting there talking about how he fell asleep on a plane, and he woke up and there was a note there signed by the captain and the stewardess. Thank you for standing up for our rights. Thank you for trying to stop socialized health care. And for the past couple days now, I've been working on the Obama Deception 2 by going through footage and whatnot to try to figure out, you know, what clips we're going to actually put into the movie. And by the way, folks, a lot of people are asking me why I'm not doing my show five nights a week. It's because I have to work on my own film. And believe it or not, it's actually very tough to do an entire movie essentially by yourself. And right now, I am the only one working on it. So this is really freeing me up another 4 or 5 hours a day to work on the picture. And it's coming along great. I can't wait to put out Invisible Empire. But right now, I'm taking a step back, and I'm helping out with the Obama Deception 2. And I'm watching Gibbs, the press secretary, being questioned about this health care reform bill. And he's sitting there laughing as he says, yeah, of course we're going to have to cut benefits. Somebody's cell phone goes off and it's a big joke. Oh, yeah, there will be sacrifices that have to be made and there will be give and takes, which means less for us and more for them and more socialized forced health care. You know, you'll have your little medical van you can go to. It's not going to help you. It's going to poison you as they say, oh, take the WHO swine flu vaccine shot. It's mandatory, as they make makeshift vaccination centers at your kid's school. That's the plan. That's the open plan by Catherine Sebelius, the head of Health and Human Services, the Bilderberg broad, as I like to call her. She's been there the last couple of years, and she is frothing at the mouth to start injecting your kids with poison, and then you with poison when you come to pick them up. Do you get it? That's why they're having it as a school. They're going to get the kids first and the parents next. And then in Canada, because they don't think that they're going to be able to get the 18 to 30-year-old crowd, because they can put the vaccination centers on college campuses all they want, kids aren't going to go to it. You know, they're a little too busy and probably a little too smart to think, yeah, I'm actually going to get swine flu. I mean, it was hyped out of control. So how are they going to get those? How are they going to get that 18 to 30 crowd? And watch when this comes to this country. They're going to make makeshift vaccination centers outside of bars. Now, I can't even tell you how dangerous this is on the level that you shouldn't be injecting somebody with a shot while their blood is thinned out because they have a high alcohol content and they don't know what's going on. You think this is going to stop them from sticking people in the arm? No, they're going to do it with a smile on their face. Hey, you're going to need that swine flu vaccine. You're getting somebody with like just totally wasted, has 15 drinks under their belt. Okay, and roll up my sleeve. I mean, that's how sick it is. That's the new healthcare in this country and across the world for this quote-unquote new world order, which they are erecting. We're going to get into the G8 climate bill, all that stuff in the next 3 hours. But I want to play this Ron Paul clip right now from Judge Napolitano. And like I said, we're going to have Larry Pratt on to discuss this disgusting Newark mayor's proposal, $1,000 a gun. All right, let's hit the Ron Paul clip.
In America Today, Congressman Ron Paul joins us from our nation's capital. Congressman Paul, welcome back to Freedom Watch.
Thank you, Judge. Good to be with you.
What is the status of your bill, which now has a huge number, well more than half, I think, of co-sponsors in the House to regulate the Fed? What is its status in the Senate?
Well, in the House, we have 250 co-sponsors and 80 Democrats, so we're doing very well. Of course, in the Senate, we don't have as many members, just a few, but Jim DeMint is doing a tremendous job over there and tried to attach it last week. Now, that was denied on a technicality, but that is just a facade, because the technicalities are always ignored for things that they want. This means they don't want it, and this is their organized effort now to stop us, but we're not going to be stopped. It's just going to energize everybody at the grassroots, because the grassroots are for this. That's why we have 250 co-sponsors, and as you just described in your opening statement, this whole idea that the Fed created the problem that we have, created a bubble, and then we're going to give the Fed more power? It makes no sense. The only place anybody can figure out how this could happen, it would be in Washington, D.C. You know, somebody creates a problem so we get them promoted.
What are the powers that be afraid of that might be revealed if and when the Fed is audited?
I think the biggest thing is the cronyism, you know, who got the benefits, who really got some of these Federal Reserve funds as well as TARP funds, and I don't think they want people to know about it. And also for me, internationally, I'd like to know what they're doing internationally, what kind of agreements they have with international banks, with other governments, and also what they do in the gold market, how they manipulate the value of the dollar by manipulating gold prices. So there is just so much that we can learn. But the truth is when people ask me exactly what are you going to find, the whole point is we don't know exactly what we're going to find, but we know one thing. They're going to dig their heels in. They're going to do everything in the world to prevent this bill from passing.
I hope that you find that the public recognizes that since the Fed began its secretive and monopolistic ways of regulating our monetary policy and our money supply in 1913, that the dollar has lost about 95% of its buying power. Wouldn't it be wonderful if people discovered that, found it out? We all know it already, and decided to get rid of the Fed?
Well, I think this is the first major step. Of course, we have more co-sponsors on this bill, not because we've taken a position exactly what we should replace it with, but everybody agrees we need to know what they're doing. Whether you believe in a monetarist approach, a Keynesian approach, or a hard money approach, the American people now want us to find out what's going on. They want transparency, and that, to me, is a good time for us to find out what is happening. But like you say, when we discover what's really been going on, I think the American people are going to demand the next step. They're going to demand honest money. It's happened many times over history. Usually when you have the vote by the general public on honest money, sound money, hard money versus paper, the people always vote for sound money because it makes so much sense.
Your dogged, indefatigable, tireless effort to expose this monster is so revealing and so rewarding of your own personal understanding of how our economic society works. It's amazing to me the number of people from all across the political spectrum of every type of political ideology imaginable in the House of Representatives that is now in favor of this. What frustrates me is that the structure of the House of Representatives, starting with Mrs. Pelosi and going to Congressman Frank, gives such extraordinary power to individual human beings who have positions of hierarchy in the House that they can frustrate what has now become the overwhelming majority will of members of the House.
Yeah, I think this is great, but I give credit to the grassroots. And I think we get the kind of government that we deserve. And I think that if the grassroots America wake up, they can change government. I mean, the system still works to that degree. It's getting on shaking grounds. But it will work if the American people really wake up and demand changes. The members of most of the part of the members of Congress are decent people, and they like their job. So if they like their job, and the American people say, look, you can't have that job unless you do our bidding. And that means we need to get this thing under control. That, to me, is a healthy sign.
This morning, the House of Representatives Committee on Oversight and Government Reform issued about a 110-page report, which basically told us what we already knew. Peter Schiff, who will be on in just a few moments, predicted before September of 2008 that the housing crisis would cause this recession. Tom Woods has cataloged this, outlined it, will also be on in a few minutes, brilliantly in his book Meltdown. But it's astonishing to me that some aspect of the Congress has finally acknowledged that the government was behind the housing crisis, that the Community Reinvestment Act of 77 forced banks to loan monies in neighborhoods and at amounts where the banks would not do it if they were permitted to be motivated by just the free market. That Fannie and Freddie were willing to take all the bad mortgages and all the bad loans that the government encouraged the banks to make. That the Bush administration ordered the Department of Housing and Urban Development to make available 150,000 mortgages with zero money down, which, as you know, Congressman, in some states isn't even considered a purchase. It's considered a lease. I'm sort of stunned that anybody in the government now admits this, but I'm not expecting them to change their ways. Are you?
No, I think the leadership still likes those programs. The basic flaw is the easy money, the easy credit, and lower than market interest rates. That causes the difficulties. But then when you add on to the CRA and these other government programs dictating the terms, they literally encourage at the threat of punishment if you do not make these bad loans. So that's like pouring gasoline on a fire and made the bubble grow that much bigger, and finally, it burst. So, yes, and what are we doing now? We're trying to bail that system out, reignite that whole process, and I just see that it'll be totally, totally impossible for them to achieve any recovery in what they're doing here.
All right. I mean, that really does show how they destroyed us by design. Let me say it again. Destroyed us by design. Destroyed the economy by design. Destroying the dollar right now by design. Destroying the housing market by design. Even Napolitano, mainline Fox News guy, I mean, Alex has had him on the program now, is coming full circle and saying, yes, it is the government. Yes, it does transcend left and right. Yes, the Bush administration was part of this. Yes, this is a long-standing program to gut this country. And you notice that the mainstream media, the majority of it, 99.99999%, is not even talking about this Federal Reserve audit whatsoever. It's like it doesn't exist. Let me say it again. It's like it doesn't exist. The one time you see it on CNBC, the one time the guy says, well, if they audit the Fed, well, the economy will collapse and the dollar will collapse and we'll go into utter chaos, so there can't be any accountability. And then Ben Bernanke, a week and a half later, on the floor, says the same exact thing after lying about how great his website. Well, we have a website, and boy, that website has come leaps and bounds in the last year. And it's done so well, and all the answers are on that website. Meanwhile, when Senator Bernie Sanders asks him where the money went, and he says, go to the website, Sanders says, it's not on the website. And Bernanke says, you can't see it. And then he toes the same exact line a week and a half ago when he says, if you audit the Fed, well, that'll just collapse the economy, and you're essentially letting Congress take over the Federal Reserve, and it'll be a congressional takeover. No, it's called checks and balances. Congress is supposed to be checking on the executive and legislative branch. Unfortunately, the Federal Reserve is a private, out-of-control organization, and they know it, so they kind of scoff and laugh at the entire idea. And we're going to play Senator Jim DeMint, and there's a story over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now about this, but we're going to play the video of him discussing this audit of the Fed bill, trying to get it as an amendment and getting it shot down in the next hour sometime after we discuss this mayor in Newark with Larry Pratt coming up. But, folks, I mean, come on. Why else would this not be on the news? This should be the hot-button topic. Who cares about Michael Jackson? He's dead. It's over. He sang some good songs, touched some little boys. That's his business. Okay? It's time to move on. Let me say it again. It's time to move on. I was watching the news yesterday, and still half of the news is about Michael freaking Jackson. Hannity has Al Sharpton on. Or I'm sorry, it wasn't Hannity, it was Bill O'Reilly has Al Sharpton on, and they're talking about it at length. Meanwhile, O'Reilly's trying to play the, why are we even talking about this? But then he talks about it for 20 minutes. I just talked about it for 90 seconds, and I feel guilty because it's not news. It doesn't affect you. Okay? The guy sold 60 million records. Who cares? Who cares about the records he sold? Not one of them had any political relevance. None. Zero. Zilch. Other than to, bring about a one-world government and humanity. Save the world. Make it a better place. Folks, we need to start paying attention to government. They've already passed the GIVE Act, okay? They already put this health care bill through Congress. If it gets through Senate, God help us all. Meanwhile, Scarborough gets asked some questions by We Are Change earlier in the week, and he's saying, oh, it'll never pass the Senate. But when I was telling people about this bill going to Congress, they said it would never pass Congress either. Well, it did. And this is establishment. They want this. They want a total government takeover of everything in your life. And while I was in New York, I can't tell you how many City Year commercials I saw. See, they don't play them on the 24-hour news networks as much that we capture and keep an eye on here in the office, because we are a news network. We are trying to disseminate through all these various wires. But when you're watching, I mean, when you're in a hotel bar and you're watching ESPN SportsCenter, you're watching the YES Network and the Yankee game, let me tell you, it's all over the place. When you're watching Fox and trying to get your Simpsons on, yes, it's a guy in a red, white, and black jacket telling you to serve a year for City Year, telling you it's the best thing since breakfast. And you're going to see these youth corps all over in the coming months. Let me say it again, all over in the coming months, culminating in their new holiday, as sick as it is, on September 11th of this year. They're hijacking 9/11 yet again to try to promote a Nazi youth corps. Wake up. We're coming back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com right now for the latest and greatest news.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. At GraphUnderSafes.com, the security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graf Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequaled reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about. Go to GrafUnderSafes.com. That's GRAFFUNDER Safes.com. Or click on their banner on Infowars.com today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Relevant articles, especially about this economy. You know, again, I'm going through this video for the Obama Deception 2 or whatever we happen to call it. And I've got to watch the head of the Chicago Federal Reserve Board stand up there and make jokes about the Federal Reserve and how it's like Beatles songs and how they get by with a little help from their friends. Wink, wink. And then he sits there and laughs as he admits before, I think he's talking to executives. It's an executive luncheon. So all these high powered businessmen. And he's joking about how unemployment is going to shoot through the roof all the way up through 2010, and he's got a positive outlook on it. That's when the growth will start. That's when the economy will recover. Give me a break. Anyway, we're going to read these articles in just a moment. But first, I would like to thank HomeGain. That's HomeGain.com, HomeGain. Let me tell you a little bit more about one of these great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place where you can get started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. You go to HomeGain.com, you type in your address, it'll actually give you a free estimate of what your house is worth. It also will take you on virtual tours of some of the houses that they have listed on there. If you've never been on one of these computer virtual tours, it's pretty cool. I mean, you go room to room. It kind of has a 3D spin angle on it. It's HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Go visit right now. All right. U.S. consumers fall behind on loans at record. Let me say it again. At record pace. This is out of Reuters. This is off a news wire. Well, we knew the economy was bad, and we knew people were losing their homes, and we knew people couldn't make their car payments, and we knew the government was socializing health care as more and more people had to give up their health care because jobs aren't offering it as benefits anymore. Forget about it. And number two, most people can't afford it. Soaring U.S. unemployment and a shrinking economy drove delinquencies on credit card debt and home equity loans to all-time highs. Let me say it again, all-time highs in the first quarter as a record number of cash-strapped consumers fell behind on their bills. Delinquencies on value of all card debt soared to a record 6.60% from 5.52% in the fourth quarter. So more than one percentage point it has gone up. The American Bankers Association said late payments on home equity loans rose 3.52% from 3.03%, and on home equity lines of credit climbed to 1.89% from 1.46%. A broader gauge showing late payments on eight categories of loans rose for a fourth straight quarter. That's a full year, every quarter for a full year. Late payments are on the rise, edging up to a 3.23% from 3.22%. The rate actually understates consumer pain because it excludes credit cards. So they're lowballing you while they tell you, yeah, the economy is in the crapper. And you don't think the economy's in the crapper? Well, this one is out of the Washington Business Journal. Economist. FDIC gearing up for bank closures. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corp is gearing up to handle a large number, not a small number, a large number of bank failures expected as a result of bad mortgages, both in residential and commercial real estate, an economist said Tuesday. And remember, they have no desire to move the homeless in or make it payable. In other words, put you in a program where you can pay off this house. No, they want to bulldoze large areas of cities that they are shutting down, like in Michigan. What do you think they're going to do with those bulldozed territories? Can somebody say FEMA camp? Or government center, or AmeriCorps, that's what they're going to do. They're going to build infrastructure there after they take your home and bulldoze your neighborhood. Is that how you want to raise your children? We'll be back after this, The Alex Jones Show.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.